T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thus, Robert Murray of The Athletic joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can find him on Twitter at @ByRobertMurray. Robert, thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. Good to have you aboard here. All right. Are the Brewers at all? I know you guys at one point were reporting that the Brewers were showing interest in either one or both of these guys, the Kimbrel and Keuchel, who are going to become who are free agents, but you don't have to give up a draft pick for them now if you sign them. Are the Brewers at all interested in either one of those guys, do you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to check in on them because that's what David Stearns does. But I do not think that Dallas Keuchel is a realistic fit, just because I think the price is going to be a little too high.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of guys that can pitch out of the rotation. I just don't see a need there. I would say the more likely guy would be Kimbrel. But that being said, that really doesn't seem that likely, just because of one, the price, and the Brewers, they really don't. I just cannot see them ponying up for what it's going to take for Kimbrel, unless his price comes way down and maybe even he comes off the demand of a multi-year deal.
Are you surprised that neither of those guys have been signed yet? Because I thought that at least, you know, one of them would, but Kimbrel and Keuchel have kind of been like connected, and just that they're two really good pitchers that haven't signed yet. And it seems like teams are waiting not to give up a compensatory pick. But if you can go get Keuchel or Kimbrel, who cares about the draft pick that's not going to materialize for a few years? That's my line of thinking. Is that really what's causing the hindrance on these guys getting signed, or do you think it's more, well, that's just they're still commanding a lot of money and teams don't want to pay them?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of both, but I think in the offseason, I was fully expecting those guys to sign in the offseason or even during spring training. When the Brewers lost Corey Knebel, I was under the impression that the Brewers were the likely landing spot for Kimbrel. And then I don't know what happened. But something just it fizzled out, and it never really became that likely. But for them to be available at this point of the offseason, I am surprised. At this point during the season, I should say, you don't expect two players of that caliber to be available. That just doesn't happen. But now with a draft that close, teams are just going to wait until these guys are no longer tied to the draft pick. And I would imagine they're going to sign sometime pretty soon after the draft, just because they don't have that pick attached to them anymore.
Financially, what do you think they're both looking for?
I would say, you know, upwards of $15 to $18 million a year. Hmm. I think that's going to end up being. I think Kimbrel might get a little bit less. I know Ken Rosenthal recently wrote that in The Athletic, so maybe he could get $12 to $13 million a year. But I would imagine Keuchel is going to end up getting a little bit more than that.
Talking to Robert Murray of The Athletic here, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Brewers, I think they came in with a plan at a few different positions, and then they've had to adjust on things they did not plan for. You have the three young pitchers, you know, there's injuries, and it's not working out with Burns. Gio Gonzalez, who I don't think when they played out this season, they thought that they would actually bring him back, and now he's back. And then Keston Hira, who I think got called up a little sooner, but that was more of a necessity because of the Travis Shaw injury. And now they've got the situation at first base where they're trying Aguilar, they're trying Thames. Neither of those guys are really getting hot. Are they looking elsewhere at first base, or are they going to try to do whatever they can internally? If it's not Thames or Aguilar, it could be Shaw coming back. It could even be, geez, Jacob Nottingham. How long of a leash do they have at first base for those two guys?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really long leash. And I think eventually it has to work out at some point. I think Aguilar, I did not coming into the season expect him to repeat what he did last season, but I also didn't expect struggles like this. I think it's going to end up evening out, and it'll end up going on a tear where his numbers start to go up. But I would say the concern level for me right now is not very high. It's there, don't get me wrong, but it's not very high. But you did get to see him experiment a little bit with Aaron Perez at first base. I know he did that a little bit in Minnesota. I mean, it's they can do a lot of different things. You can use him at first. But I think when it's all said and done, those Thames and Aguilar are gonna end up being the guys that are at first.
I'm just surprised that, okay, now Aguilar's gone like a month without hitting a home run. It was like a month into the season before he hit like three, and that's what he's got right now. So I just, the power shortage with him, I think that's the most shocking to me.
Yeah, no, that was his bread and butter last season. He was driving the ball and he was hitting it to the opposite field, and now he's not able to really drive the ball anymore. I don't know what that is exactly. I'm sure there's underlying reasons, but we have not been able to figure them out quite yet. But it could just be as simple as he's pressing or he's struggling. But usually there's a reason for it, but we just have not been able to figure it out. And the Brewers are a little bit puzzled by that.
Robert Murray of The Athletic, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. The Corbin Burns situation I find interesting because I want him to be a starter. I think he's got starter stuff, yet when he starts, he struggles, and he's done pretty well in the bullpen. Is the long-term, no matter what they say, I mean, I know they're going to say the long-term is for him to be a starter. Do you think it's for him to be a starter, or are they going to ride him out as a reliever this year and then see what happens next offseason? Because he's still good out of the pen there.
Yeah, he is very good. And my answer right now is I do believe that Burns is going to be a starter long-term. I think that's a long-term play. He's got enough stuff to make it work. But if he's able to pitch out of the bullpen long-term, I mean, that's also not a bad scenario because, as you said, he's been really good there. I mean, it's very rare that you can have a reliever come out of the bullpen with more than two pitches, and he's capable of throwing five. I know the Brewers have Junior Guerra who can throw three effectively, but having a guy that can throw five like Burns would not be the worst thing in the world. But that being said, I do believe his long-term outlook as a starter. I mean, that's something he's done his entire career, and if you ask him, that's the first thing he'll mention. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be this season. I think his role this year is going to end up being out of the pen, but long-term, it'll be a starter.
They were rocked with the Knebel injury, and then Jeremy Jeffress is still kind of trying to work back to where he was last year. You've got Alex Claudio, who that seems to be the fans' ire of the week. Is bullpen still probably the area, once it comes to the trade deadline, that they're going to look to improve the most?
Yeah, I would say so. And I think, I mean, we've already seen them connected to Will Smith, but I think that is probably the name that we're going to hear a lot more going forward. I mean, he's obviously a former Brewer, and he's been really good with the Giants this season. I think if the price is not too high, that it could end up working out. I know people are going to, when you hear the Giants and Brewers talking possibly trade, it's going to be toward probably Madison Bumgarner, but that's very likely not going to happen. But I think if we're talking about the Giants making trades with the Giants and Brewers talking trades, I think that's going to end up being Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. How do you see Travis Shaw fitting back with this team when he makes his return?
Yeah, that one to me is really interesting, just because, I mean, they sent him to the minors, and he is really struggled since he's been down there. I think he has a role in this team. I just don't know how soon it's going to be. The Brewers can be flexible with him in AAA just because he has options. So maybe he's not back right away, and you have Keston Hira up here. And you can still be as versatile with your infield alignment, even without Shaw. But I do think he's going to have a role in this team, but his struggles right now are very eye-opening, and he's already consulted Alex Rodriguez and other players throughout the Brewers too to try to get back on track. But he's probably the guy I'm most concerned about on this team right now.
I've been calling Jimmy Nelson the Brewer who cried wolf for 2 years because it seems like every time he's close, takes another step back. Is it realistic we see him soon?
I do believe so. He's pitching effectively in AAA. They just wanted him to get more seasoning. Just because as you've mentioned, he's been out for two seasons, and he still needs to pitch against hitters. So I don't think there's been any setbacks. I think it's just the Brewers being patient just because they have a lot of really good players in the rotation right now, or effective players, I should say. And I think that's just a luxury that they've been able to be afforded. And I wouldn't read too much into it with Jimmy.
Robert, we appreciate it. We'll see you at the ballpark. You can check out his work at The Athletic by Robert Murray on Twitter. Thanks, as always. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Robert Murray joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, the Brewers tonight start a four-game set in Pittsburgh. We've got the On Deck Show coming your way at about 5:30 here this morning.
Yeah. This series with this afternoon. Yeah.
This evening.
Yeah. Whatever. You know,
5:30. Who cares? You know what I meant. Who cares?
Got to get back in this Brewer mode, my man.
I know, dude.
You know, I really haven't let go of them. I mean, I think two games last weekend I missed. I missed the Philly game you were at Saturday afternoon. I didn't see a pitch of that game. I was got off my plane and all of a sudden it was 7-2. They lost. I'm like, what? And then they lost the previous night. I didn't see much of that game either. But this is gonna be the central focus of our summer right here.
Because we have this luxury because we cover the team in the sixth inning on Sunday. I was going to drive to Miller Park to catch the end of a no-hitter if it happened.
Oh, Woody's?
Because Woody was, dealing, and they gave up just the one hit, just the one base runner that game.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Knapp hit a home run, but I was contemplating doing it.
I followed that online, and I was like in the Toronto airport, and I'm thinking, oh, man, don't tell me I'm going to miss this no-hitter.
Yeah, one no-hitter in 50 years, and the next time it comes, it's going to be like one that you and I missed somehow.
Yeah, the other one in 87 was in Baltimore, and it wasn't even on TV when I was going to college in Eau Claire, and it wasn't even on TV up there.
We'll talk some more Brewers. We'll talk some more Bucks. Eric Name, 920. A lot of you guys fiery about your Chris Middleton opinions. We'll have Eric break it down for us, what the Bucks should do, what they will do. That's at 920. Your chance at $1,000 straight ahead. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Hi, I'm Correctional Officer Rick Maiden.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.